We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Yes, it's a Friday, which means a Fransky Friday on the Midday Show. Welcome back, Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilliam, and joining us right now, the voice of the Phillies right here on WIP, Scott Fransky, as the team gets set for a trip down to D.C., to take on the Nats. How you doing, Scott?
Scott.
I'm doing okay. How are you guys?
Well, I'm doing okay, Scott. My partner, not so much. He's not doing okay.
Struggling, Scott. This is not great. Scott, the week obviously didn't go good for the Phillies. Swept in New York against the Mets here. What's watching this day-to-day, observing it day-to-day, are you sensing frustration here? What's the sense you're feeling from them? Because it feels like they're starting to have a loss for words at why they can't figure this out.
Yeah, I do think there's some frustration. I think, from all accounts, it seems like it was a pretty quiet couple of nights on the bench, couple of days on the bench. And I know that's something that, that's not good for a team. It's not who they are. You know, they're usually a pretty upbeat group, even when things are not going well. So I think the series was pretty disappointing for them. And I do think there's a fair amount of head scratching as to why they can't get it turned around. I mean, the Mets are a good team. You leave yourself in a position where you got to beat Scherzer to avoid a sweep. Not too many teams are successful at that. So, and nobody's really immune, you know. I mean, everybody's got warts and flaws and mistakes they've made, so. It's really up and down the roster.
Speaking of that, and I don't want to get into anybody specific, but do you think it's time to start moving some guys around in this lineup a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, maybe. I don't know. I mean, I don't know that there's options, really. I mean, you look at who's hot, and it's not a long list. You look at who's struggling, and that is a long list. So, I'm not so sure. I mean, you could – the one thing I would probably do is try to get some rest for some guys. And by rest, I mean a mental break. I mean, a guy like Schwarber, I mean, he's been grinding. He's been trying. And he's not been able to get out of it. Does a day off mean he will? No. But I just feel like maybe he needs a break. You know what I mean? And I don't know if they're – gonna do that, ready to do that. I'm not really sure, but I do think there's some guys in there probably could use some breaks just to get a mental breather.
We're talking to Scott Fransky of Fransky Fridays. The Phillies get set for a series against the Nationals. Scott, Rob Thompson, last year he came in around this time and everything turned the other way, and now he's kind of in the middle of this, and I don't think this is on him. I think this is about the players not performing. But yesterday I just was a little puzzled, and they've done this before with the platoon with Marsh, starting games. But yesterday he came out of that game late in the ninth inning. That was the last batter for Drew Ellis, who just got here. Have you gotten a feeling from Rob on why the Phillies don't just let Marsh play every day? Because other than when his shoulder was a little banged up, I've liked what I've seen out of Marsh. I just want to see him play every day at this point and get all the at-bats.
Yeah, well, I do think he's been playing pretty much every day. It was a little different when Pache was on the roster and was swinging a little bit better, where you might have him platoon out and have Pache play in center. But, Marsh has been getting a lot of the at-bats. I haven't talked to Rob about the particulars, what was going into his thoughts on pinch hitting for Marsh there. I mean, I know there's a lefty up there. I just don't think They liked that matchup with Raley against Marsh. They knew that Showalter would flip and go to the righty, but he still felt like right on right was better than the left on left that he was going to be left with. So, but again, I don't want to speak for him because I haven't talked to him about it. I will say this about Marsh. You know, I think they probably gave a lot of thought to moving him up in the order when he was going well early on. And, you know, they left him where he was. And he's not walking as much as he did at the outset. And, again, the shoulder thing was an issue for him for a little while. But, you know, I mean, I like him as a player. I think he's pretty much playing every day, maybe an occasional break or two. Maybe that changes. I don't know if Pache comes back. I really don't know.
Scott, when you look at this squad, when you think of the things that could potentially fix it, is it the hitting that you think is the biggest problem, or is it the pitching?
Well, I think the offense is the biggest disappointment, for sure. And the starting pitching hasn't been great. But I think the offense has been so below their career norms that that I do think there's a lot of room for growth there. I don't know how much better the – I mean, I think the starting pitching can be better. You know, Wheels – I think a lot of the peripheral numbers suggest he's the same guy as he has been in years past. Nola, not so much, but I think he can be better. I think Walker should be better, but not like by leaps and bounds. I think where you can really improve is with the offense. I mean, Turner's got to be better. Harper's got to be better. Schwarber's got to be way better. JT's got to be better. Nick's even got to be better. He hit one home run in the month of May. You know, the lack of long ball powers, I think it's a big deal for this team. I don't think there's any question about it.
Scott, and this might be a tough question for you to answer. I'm just curious your perspective on this, because I've been thinking a lot about it. I almost, like, the NL right now is all muddled up. You know, every team, I think, is within 5 games of a playoff spot. And I can see there's two sides to that, which is like, all right, it's been bad, but the Phillies are really, they're still, what, 2.5 games, 3.5 games out of a playoff spot. But the other side is, like, it almost can lead to a lack of sense of urgency. I felt like last year when they made the manager switch, it was like, we got to get going now. Otherwise, this thing will slip away. And I fear that they don't have that urgency this year to get going because, they're fine. They're within the race. I'm not saying they don't. It's just my fear. What do you think about that? The NL, blessing or a curse? Because you don't really have to do much to stay in it, but at some point, you got to play good baseball.
Yeah, I think the thing that... I don't think it's so much that they're complacent and sitting around and waiting because the NL is jumbled up. But I think what this team could use is a good winning streak, an 8 out of 10. You know, last year, I think they were on the verge of obviously falling out. And when Rob Thompson took over, they won 9 games in a row. And the way that completely shifts everybody's mental framework is pretty dramatic. And all of a sudden there's enthusiasm, there's energy. You know, what comes first, the energy or the wins? Do you get energy because you're winning? Did you win because you're energetic? But I do think the fact that they won all those games in a row, it got everybody back into it, mentally, physically, whatever. And proved to them that they could play. I think they probably could use Rob Thompson says that he has hope because of the track record, right? The track record of the players, the numbers on the back of the baseball card. And while hope is something, hope doesn't actually perform. He knows that, you know, he has confidence and faith in them to do it, but that does not mean they will. And I think it's on them. Go back last year when the Phillies were struggling down the stretch. Joe, you talked about it. We talked about it. Dave Dombrowski said, our team is built up of stars, and our stars have to perform. We can talk all we want about Marsh and Stott and the fifth starter and Cody Clemens and things like that, but this team is about the money that's invested in Turner and Harper and Castellanos and Schwarber and Wheeler and Nola and, you know, the big money guys. Those are the guys that have to do it. They're the ones that will lead this team out of the hole if they're able to do it.
Yeah, Scott, it's a great point. I mean, they have about seven guys that are making a ton of money, and they got to be better. Otherwise, this team's not going to go anywhere. All right, Scott, let's end on a light note here, because I certainly could use a few drinks as I watch this team this year. And we know there's a new good one, the Bedlam at the Bank Golden Ale, Conchoc and Brewing Company. So tell us about partnering with Glenn Mack now and his beer company here and the event coming up this Thursday.
Yeah, well, you know, Glenn and Conchoc and Brewing, they've done this a couple of years in a row with some different local folks. And I know they had a Merrill and Mike brew, and he came to us over the winter and said, would you be interested in a Fransky LA one? I said, yeah, well, sure, we could do it. So portion of the proceeds go to help the Philadelphia Youth Sports Commission and help, you know, local youth sports organizations. We're having an auction next Thursday, June 8th, at the Bridgeport location of Conchoc and Brewing. Tickets are $20. It'll get you food when you get in the door. There's going to be a lot of folks there. Larry and I will be there to shake some hands and take some photos and say hi to some folks. So I hope folks will find the time to come out next Thursday night, June 8th.
Well, I was out there for the Merrill Mike one. It was a big event. I'm sure this one will be as well. And it's a cool place there. It's a great spot to have some beer, Hugh, and fun place. All right, Scott, so we have a pair of tickets to give away here. So we thought, let's let you help give away these tickets because it's your beer. So why don't you throw out a number, and then when you say that number, that caller to 215-988-1258. That's the phone number. When Scott says it, you call in.
That's easy right there.
Yeah, it is easy. We just want to give these away. It's Scott Fransky. You give the number, and that caller wins. What number is it, Scott?
So it probably would be bad for me to use Larry. I was going to use Larry's number, but that's not the way this contest is going, right? You don't want to wait for caller number 47.
Well, I don't care. Oh. This is Kyle Quinn behind the glass. I mean, it'll take him a long time to vet that. But
I am not going to do that to Kyle.
Thank you, Scott.
I'm not going to do that to Kyle. How about caller number 4?
Caller number 4. That works. Our caller number 4 to 215-988-1258. You win a pair of tickets to the release party, Fransky and LA, Bedlam at the Bank, Golden Ale. Scott, appreciate you hopping on. We'll talk next week, and hopefully by the time we talk next, some wins against the Nats and the Tigers are in the bank.
That would be great. We'll talk to you then.
You got it. There we go. Scott Fransky there. Appreciate him hopping on. Yes, this is pretty cool. So, Hugh, I went to the one last year. Last year was the release for the Maryland Mike beer that Glenn's Brewing Company put out. And now we get the Bedlam at the Bank Golden Ale.
I got to talk to Glenn because I need to figure out I need to know how much alcohol he put in these drinks. Man.
So it depends on what the beer is. The IPAs, the Maryland Mike one, from my memory, is
pretty stout.
Yeah, it's pretty heavy.
Yeah, I like a heavy beer.
I tried that Maryland Mike not too long ago. It's delicious, but yes, I'm an IPA guy. I like the hoppier beers.
Yeah, good buzz.
Yeah, that's the way I am. And usually if I'm at home and I have a couple, it's time for bed.
Night beer.
Yeah, lay down and go to bed.
You're not at that age yet, but you're almost at that age that's what you drink. You just want a mellow night.
Oh, I just go to bed. Yeah, I'm not going out or anything like that. All right, but it's exciting here. And next Thursday night at the Bridgeport location, Scott in LA will be there. Bernie Perrant, Joe Conklin, Glenn, of course. The party's open. All proceeds go to the Philadelphia Youth Sports. So it's a great event. And if you could go out, hop out there next Thursday and pick up some beer while you're there. 215-592-9494. Let's get back to the phone lines here. A lot to discuss. If you could undo the Trey Turner contract.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.